For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stephan James, and welcome to another session of the Life Mastery Accelerator. Today, I'm going to share with you a framework that can allow you to free yourself from a lot of emotional pain and suffering in your life. I want to share with you a possibility, something that if you choose to take it on, can really transform your life in a lot of incredible ways. I know with this framework and this belief system and model of the world, if you will, has really allowed me to free myself from a lot of anger and frustration and resentment, sadness, depression, all those disempowering emotions that we have come up and create. I want to share with you what the source is of that and share with you how you can create some freedom in your life from that and really empower your life by changing your story, changing the story and the meaning that you create from events. Now, I've already shared a bit of this framework with you guys if you've been a member here for a while, part of the Life Mastery Accelerator, but I want to bring it up again and go even deeper with it this time and kind of give you an example here on my flip chart so that you can really apply this to your life in more of a practical way. And then when I dive into some of the questions that people have brought up that I have here on my computer that I'm going to answer a little bit later on, I want to show you how what I share with you is going to relate to the questions that people have that they're bringing up and really a lot of the suffering that shows up in their life as well as your life as well. I believe that if you decide to take this on, like I said, it can transform your life in so many incredible ways. But I'm very careful about saying anything as an absolute truth because I don't believe there's any absolute truth with anything in life, that everything is just a possibility. And it's up to us to decide whether or not that possibility, this potential truth that we take on, really serves us and benefits us in our lives as well as other people in our lives as well. But I really want to help free you from any pain and suffering and allow you to be more in control of your life and the meaning in the stories that you create. Now, I've spent a lot of time over the last 15 years as I've been involved in self-development, really studying psychology and therapy. I've always been fascinated to understand how the mind works and how we have different emotions and feelings and beliefs and values and how that blueprint and model of the world that we've created or sometimes is created by us that we've taken on by our family, our peers, by society, how that really molds the decisions and the direction that we go in our life. And one thing that I've observed from studying all the different schools of therapy, whether it's cognitive behavioral therapy or psychoanalysis or psychodynamic therapy or gestalt therapy or non-directive therapy and all the different schools that are available that I think all have great benefits and uses. One thing that I've observed that they all have in common and accomplish is that when someone experiences a transformation, that transformation often occurs when that person makes a shift, a change, an alteration in the meaning or the interpretation that they have around a specific event that's causing pain and suffering in their life. All the different schools of therapy that I've seen, they all work successfully in a variety of different paths and ways and strategies. Sometimes it happens over time. Sometimes it takes several years based on the school of therapy and the skill of the therapist. Other times it can actually happen in a moment. In one moment, your whole life can change. Suffering and pain, frustration, anger, resentment that you might have been holding on to for many years of your life can dissipate, and you can become free from that once and for all, sometimes in one moment when there's a shift in the meaning that has been created around a specific event. So let me draw something out for you and let me share with you what I mean. Move my chair here, make sure you guys can see this okay. Okay, sorry, give me one sec here, guys. So in life, there's two things. There's what happened, okay, a specific event that happens in our life. And then there's the story that we create, the meaning, the interpretation that we create based on what happened. Now, oftentimes what we do is we merge the two together and they become one, where what happened, the event that occurred in our life, gets merged with the story and it becomes one. Now, the story, our interpretation, the meaning that we create is where all the suffering lies. All of the pain is created based on the story, not based on what happened. Because what happened is what happened. It's what is. It actually has no meaning to it whatsoever. Because nothing in life has any meaning except for the meaning and the story that we give it. Our brains are meaning-making machines. Our brain is a survival mechanism. I've shared it with you guys many times before. The purpose of your brain and the way that its default setting is not to make you successful, is not to make you happy. The purpose of your brain is survival. Your brain is a survival mechanism that always will look for what's missing, what's wrong, look for threats and help protect you and keep you safe so that you can go on and continue living and evolution continues. Survival of the fittest, right? So the brain is a meaning-making machine. And the freedom comes, my friends, when you can separate the two. When you can look at pain and suffering in your life, something that you have resentment, anger, trauma, whatever it might be around that event, and you can separate the two and realize that this was all made up. This is all made up by who? By you. We created that. So let me give you some examples. Let's say that when you're a kid, we all have events that happen in our life. Okay, we all have moments and experiences and things that happened to us. So maybe, for example, when you're a kid, you went to school and you did a test and you got a bad grade. You got a bad grade, which might have been a C or an F. And then what happened was, that's what happened. But then you created a story that means that I'm not intelligent, or that means that I'm not good enough, or that means that my parents don't approve of me and love me. And maybe also what happened with that is, you know, you didn't just get an F, but your parents got mad at you, or they yelled at you, or they said some words that further helped create this story and this meaning. Now, here's the scary thing and how this shows up in our lives. Let's say that that's what happened. You got an F and your parents said some things to you that you're not good enough and that's not acceptable, and that your teacher said that you're stupid and your friends said that you're stupid, and you made that mean and created a story in that moment that means that I'm not good enough. It means that I'm stupid. It means that I can never get anything right in my life. It means, you know, it means that I'm not smart and academic and I don't have much of a future ahead of myself. Let's say you created all of that from that one event, that one experience. Okay, that's what we do when we're young and throughout our lives. Now what happens for you is, now you continue living your life, but because you have this story from your past, it keeps showing up for you in your present and in your future. And so now what happens is, now you're living your life and you don't really go for it 100%, because now you believe that, man, if I get a bad grade, if I don't do it the best that I can, if I don't do it the right way, then it means that I'm not good enough, I'm not smart, and that I won't amount to much in my life. and you continue playing out that story from your past to your present, and it keeps showing up, and it prevents you from going for it 100%. It prevents you from, you know, achieving your goals and your dreams and believing in yourself because you're still holding on to that. Does that make sense?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or another example could be anything from your past where with your parents, for example, let's say that your parents yelled at you or got mad at you or smacked you, or maybe they ignored you. And that's what happened, but you created a story that it meant that you're not enough. You're not good enough. It meant that, you know, that you're not loved. You know, your parents don't love you. And now you bring that with you into your future and your present in your life, always being fearful of not being enough. And that affects you in your relationships where things happen, other things happen, but you always default and come back to the story. Because when you have a story that you create, you always find ways to justify it and rationalize that story. You always find ways to find that it's true. Now, what will be true and real for you is never based on actuality. It's based on what you believe. Because it's all a matter of interpretation. You can separate what happened and from the story and realize that this story is just all made up. This is a story that you made up when you're young, and there's no correlation to that dictating and defining your future. But as long as you allow your past to dictate your future, there'll be no future. The future more or less will continue looking like the same of what it's been in the past because you keep running and playing that same story. So, my friends, the freedom comes when you realize that nothing has any meaning but the meaning that you give it. It's being able to separate what happened from the story. And just that awareness alone can transform your life. I've shared with you guys this before. Two people, they lose their legs. They're in wheelchairs. One person, the same event that happens, one person from that event says, because this event happened and I lost my legs, I don't have any legs, it means that I have no future. It means that God is punishing me. It means that I'll never be able to have a woman or a man love me in my life because I don't have any legs. It means that I can never be successful now because I lost my legs. It means this story. Who creates it? They do. You do. We do. Another person, same event, same thing that happened, different story. Doesn't have their legs, and they create a story and a meaning, an interpretation that this means that God is giving me another chance, that God must love me so much to give me another opportunity in life that I realize in any moment life can be taken away just like that. That because this event happened to me, that this means that every day is a gift. And that I better make sure I live every day fully, that I better give it my all every day, that I better love unconditionally because I never know when the last day could be. You know, or this means that because this happened, I'm going to be stronger and better than anyone else. And this event can challenge me to become more in my life in ways that I never would have. That most people, what they call problems and challenges, is nothing now compared to my new standard of what I've already been through because now you're emotionally strong. And so they take that story on that empowers them and serves them in their life, and they go on and they make their life count and make the most of it, versus the other person, just based on that story, decides maybe that life isn't worth living and they kill themselves. They commit suicide or whatever it might be, and they become depressed or whatever, all based on not what happened, but the story. If you change the story, you change your life. You change the meaning, you change your life. You know, I worked with someone on the weekend who had broken their neck twice. Horrific. And they created a story and a meaning that every time I get close to success, then I'm going to break my neck. Why? They broke their neck, but they created a story and attached it to that event of them breaking their neck. Now, is there really a correlation between breaking your neck and success?
I don't know, maybe, I'm not sure. And even if that story is maybe accurate to some extent, because again, there's no absolute truth, only a possibility. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody has all the answers in life. I don't care who you are. But as long as they believe in that story, is that going to empower them? Is that going to serve them? Of course not. That's going to prevent them, and they're always going to self-sabotage themselves anytime they get close to success. Now, could it be possible that it was a rare occurrence and coincidence that might have happened that one time, but does that mean it's going to happen again? No, of course not. Does that mean that by being successful that the same thing is going to occur? Of course not. But as long as you believe that, as long as you attach that story to it and you buy into that and you continue taking that and projecting that into your future, guess what will show up? More of the same. In fact, here's the scary part, my friends. Oftentimes what happens is we create a self-fulfilling prophecy that whatever you believe continues to manifest itself and show itself up in your life. So if you believe, for example, here's an example, you are a man or a woman, you date a man or a woman, and that man or woman breaks your heart. And that man or woman is an asshole, right? And because of that one event that happened and you got hurt by it, now you created a story that men or women are assholes. And that every time that you open yourself up, every time you trust someone, every time you fall in love, you better not, because you better put up a wall, because every time that happens, you create a story that's going to happen again. Now, is that true? No, of course not. You created a story. Maybe it happened once, or maybe it happened twice, maybe it happened three times, but does that mean that every man and woman you meet is an asshole? Of course not. But here's what happens. Self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So you believe that men or women are assholes. Guess what keeps showing up for you? Assholes. Because you keep attracting and manifesting it. You've created a belief system that that's what men and women are. So you continue attracting that in your life. But it's not until you free yourself from the story about what happened that it changes everything. So you have to be careful about your interpretations, the stories. These things are happening unconsciously. Most of us aren't even aware that these things are occurring, and we live with all this pain, all this suffering, all this baggage that continues to show up for us in our lives. And that's why most people never have true freedom in their life. They never have emotional freedom because they keep running the same pattern that is showing up for them in their past. If you can change the story, change the meaning, you change your life. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.